keeps our hometown businesses thriving.
Learn more. What a family.
Local Fresh. YouTube. AZ.com.
YouTube as well.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Phoenix Center for the Arts, jazz and
indie. About to go live.
Comes to talk, sing, connect. KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, 90.7 FM in the East Valley, and online at Listen, the number 2, KRDP.com, a service of Desert Soul Media.
Views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of Desert Soul Media and its board of directors. Thank you for listening.
This week on the Keep 1 Million
Money,
Show,
long time, no cash.
NBA free agency is here, and we're talking Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and others maybe making moves this offseason, including Paul George and the big fish, Damian Lillard. We're going to talk about that and more in NBA free agency. We're also going to get into Domingo Germán, New York Yankees pitcher, pitches a perfect game. Will this be the Yankees turnaround? We're also going to get into, if you know who Baby Gronk is, you know, but the real Gronk is unhappy with his dad. We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to get into Asia Wilson just curved another NBA baller. We're going to get into that and a whole lot more on this week's Keep It 1 Million Show.
Well, listen to music, go on to listen to number 2, KRDP.com.
We do not own this music. We do not own this music. Actually, a little bit higher.
Right there. Let me know.
What number
are you on?
One.
KRDP, listen to number two, KRDP.com, if you want to listen to this music. Both of us. We can move that over on like this way. Just a little bit. Yeah. Keep 1 million show. I'm Dwayne.
Sean P.
And we're live right now on KRDP 90.7 FM. And listen to number two, KRDP.com. Please like, share, follow on all social media platforms. Hashtag keep 1 million. And on YouTube, KRDP on YouTube, keep it 1 million underscore show on Instagram. What's going on with you, Sean? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. Can't complain at all.
Right, it is June 29th, 2023, and it's 1,000 degrees outside. we're about to get into the beginning of Phoenix summer, and that is 115 degrees and above.
Oh yeah.
If anybody if you know, you know. That's what they say in these times. And if you know, you know about James Harden.
Oh yeah.
And James Harden, he's about his money. 100%. He's 100% about his money. Right. He's 1,000,000% about his money. And he opted in today on his $35.6 million option for 2023-2024. This is, you know, reported from Woj, you know, Woj Bombs. It's been going on this whole off season. And this is not to stay with the 76ers. This is to facilitate a trade.
Yes.
They say the two teams that are interested in acquiring James Harden is the LA Clippers and the New York Knicks. We know that the Houston Rockets are in contention as well, since he has, you know, familiarity with the Rockets, with Ime Udoka over there with their new squad. Sean, your team, I don't want to throw salt on the wound, but what's going on with James Harden? Were you expecting this? I mean, how do you feel?
I was expecting something to happen because the Philadelphia 76ers, they had a lot of leverage. So Harden could have stayed, or they could work something out, you know. And I'm not mad because I'm like, okay, if they trade him, like, who are they going to trade him for? I haven't heard anything yet about what they would trade him for. But the Clippers, I can see them maybe trading him for Paul George, maybe. And that would be cool. I don't know about the Knicks. I don't know what they could offer because I know they're not going to let any of their core go. But the Rockets, though, I can't see James Harden going back to the Rockets because Ime Udoka, he's a defensive-oriented dude. You know, James Harden, defense is not his big thing.
Right, and the the thing is, from a Knicks standpoint, like you said, the Knicks don't want to give up their core, their young guys. So you would have to give up possibly a Quentin Grimes, Obi Toppin. Yeah, he's one of the, you know, young players, but it kind of hasn't panned out. He had some flashes in, you know, towards the end of the season when Julius Randle was injured. Mm-hmm. But bringing in someone like a James Harden kind of, you know, facilitates a person that can facilitate. He's a, you know, a 10 assist per game guy.
Yeah, led the league in assists last year.
He led the league in assists, you know what I mean? He scores out of his mind, but as an older player, if you want more veterans on the Knicks team, yeah, this may be a good move. The problem is, getting rid of someone like a Quentin Grimes, Obi Toppin, that's not a good look when the Knicks, in his past, you know, 3-4 years, have been focused on creating a younger culture as far as who they have right now. So,
yeah. And Hart, I mean, Hart just didn't he just opt in or opt out? Like,
he did opt in, it was to, he wants to be traded for another team, so it's basically a sliding trade type of situation.
For Hart.
Right. Oh, you talk Josh Hart. Josh Hart. Yes, he did. Excuse me, Hart. You know, but he did just opt in to his contract, and that's only, you know, $12 million. But I think Harden understands that his contract is so large that he wouldn't be able to garner a team to grab him in free agency, right? Mm-hmm. So a sign and trade is what needs to happen to match contracts. So Philly can actually grab something in return. And you know, yeah. Daryl Morey is his guy.
Yeah.
So he's looking at it, I see at that aspect, like, hey, I want to be traded, but I'm not going to leave you holding the bag.
He left
Brooklyn holding the bag.
Yeah.
He left Houston holding the bag. So he's not going to leave 76ers holding the bag. So I think it could be a good thing for the 76ers.
Yeah.
You know, getting more players for someone like a James Harden, who is basically, you know, he's a future Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, getting two players, two first-round picks, you know, those draft swaps that everybody does nowadays instead of the compensation, and you get a more robust roster on the 76ers. Now, here's the question. What does this do for Joel Embiid? How does this affect Joel Embiid? Because he's played with James Harden a season and a half.
Season and a half, yeah.
And they do have a rapport. They do have, you know, chemistry. And you see it in the playoffs. I mean, how is that going to affect offensively?
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to bring in Van Fleet. And really, that's what I've been reading and the rumors. So they're trying to bring in Van Fleet. And if they bring in Van Fleet, he's not the player that Harden is. I'm not saying that, but he's familiar with Nick Nurse's offense, and and I believe it'll work because he's a good player, good shooter, good decision maker, and that will move Maxie over to the point, Van Fleet at the two, and then let's just say, for the sake of argument, you got Paul George in there.
Okay. So, and the thing is, with Nick Nurse, he's the defensive coach, so he's going to want two-way players.
Oh, yeah.
You know, James Harden is not a two-way player, and I think that's the reason why he wants the trade, is because he knows Nick Nurse's style of play, offense and defense, doesn't mesh with his because he's a pick-and-roll player.
Yeah.
You know, Jay Rondon, he wants to do the pick-and-roll, pick-and-pop, dish it to Embiid and just it back to him for the 3-point shot. The problem is,
in the playoffs, James Harden was nowhere to be found as far as the three-pointer. And that's in the past. How many years have James Harden been non-existent in the playoffs? You want somebody who's proven. And be honest with you, Fred VanVleet is proven in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, he's proven.
He's very proven. He's a champion.
Got a championship ring, yeah.
Right? Now, he's a proven player in the playoffs. So I think that would be a great look since VanVleet is a free agent right now. He did opt out, you know, the contract with the Toronto Raptors. And speaking of Paul George has been a lot of trade rumors lately, in the past week and a half. Namely with Portland, with Damian Lillard, Portland, the Lakers, a whole lot of different teams, a lot of teams on East, Boston, 76ers. I mean, do you think the Clippers will get rid of Paul George and trade him?
It's quite possible. It's different scenarios, but let's just say, for the sake of argument, the whole Philadelphia 76ers thing. That means they would get Harden out there. So that means it'll be Westbrook and Harden again in the backcourt. I don't think they have any bad blood. You know, I don't believe there's anything there like that. So it'd be Westbrook, Harden, Kawhi, the three. I mean, that could work. That could work. I mean, I don't believe it's a championship team because I don't believe that team could beat Denver. But it's still something to look at.
Well, I would say what would be a better situation is if they trade Kawhi Leonard. There's been, you know, rumbles and rumors that, you know, the team is kind of unhappy with Kawhi Leonard as far as his availability, his demands, and he's frankly a diva. People in the NBA circles know, Kawhi Leonard is a bit of a diva, to where, you know, he wants the practice on his terms, on his time.
Yeah.
You know, he wants, I wouldn't say unreasonable things, but kind of difficult things. And this is the reason why people were talking about Ty Lue may want out with the Clippers. Yeah. It's mainly because of Kawhi Leonard and all his antics and his family situation with his uncle and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I mean, every team would want Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, but can you deal with that? Can you deal with those issues? Do you want to deal with those issues?
That's the problem.
I wouldn't mind seeing Kawhi with Philly or something like that, but it just because Nick Nurse, he won a championship with Nick Nurse. He did that. And nobody said anything about them not getting along or anything like that, but that is something you have to deal with when it comes to Kawhi Leonard.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's crazy is the fact that, you know, the San Antonio Spurs and Toronto, they kind of swept that under the rug. It wasn't really talked about as far as...
Because they were winning.
That's true. Winning championships. Yeah. Multiple championships with Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I believe in San Antonio. Did he win two in San Antonio?
He won two with San Antonio.
So he won one, so he has three rings.
Went to Toronto, win the championship. Now he's with the Clippers, and it all happened. You know, I mean, there's talks about him going, you know, he lives in San Diego, and they have to wait for him to come to L.A. so they can leave, and things of that nature, and it gets a little frustrating from what people have talked about when it comes to the Clippers and everything. And it seems like the Paul George trade sounds like maybe he wants out of LA, the Clippers in particular. But if you're the Clippers brass, do you keep this team together? Because remember, they're going into a brand new stadium coming up.
Mm,
so,
yeah, yeah.
You Not know, be at, billion dollar stadium, and who you can have on, as a roster. So I think that's very important for the Clippers
moving forward.
And speaking of that, we're going to come back and we're going to get into the Damian Lillard saga and everything NBA free agency related. Keep it locked right here. It's the Keep On Inch.
Is it tangled up?
It's like mine and yours. Okay, no, mine's straight. It's yours.
I just lift the chair up a little bit.
Oh, I see it. Okay, yeah. No, 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 keep it that way. Mm-hmm.
It's gonna fall no matter what.
Right, and it's like getting caught in the chair. Oh, we're coming out. We're coming out right now. And we're back. Keep 1 Million Show. I'm Dwayne.
Sean Pate.
And we're live on YouTube and Instagram. If you guys seen us, yeah, we're trying to get these chords together and everything like that, you know. So, speaking of free agency, Harrison Barnes just opted to his contract.
That's his best decision.
3 years, $54 million deal. It's by far his best decision.
It
ain't nowhere he's going to go.
Yeah.
No team's gonna want him. You know, he's an older player. You know,
Sacramento's a good team. I mean,
they're an up and coming team. Yeah, in the playoffs,
he played a real good role with them last year.
Did their thing. One major move is the Draymond Green opted out of his contract.
Oh yeah.
Makes him a free agent, and that could possibly, since the Warriors traded Jordan Poole to Washington, this may come into play to where the Warriors rework Draymond Green's contract, possibly lower for more years, whatnot, keeping them under the cap, or maybe even over the cap, but he most likely to stay. And then there's that TNT thing, the match, where Curry and Klay Thompson versus Patrick Mahomes who's the tight end?
Kelsey. Travis Kelsey.
And the match is a TNT event where it's a 2-on-2 celebrity golf event.
Oh, okay.
And Draymond Green is there, and he's talking major mess, and it's all over Twitter and everything. So he's trying to let it be known he's a Warrior, you know, after he was kicking it with LeBron James. Remember that? He was kicking it with LeBron James in France at the French fashion show.
Yeah.
You know, so he's trying to play both sides, it sounds like.
He's being a free agent. He's never been a free agent before.
Yeah, he talked about that on his podcast.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't
so
blame him.
He's doing his due diligence, and we'll see, you know, what happens. If any, you know, I think one team everyone was kind of looking at that kind of makes sense is Memphis. Mm-hmm. The Memphis Grizzlies, you know.
I can see that.
Memphis talks to him. I kind of doubt it, but,
you
know, because all that stuff they was talking to each other when in the playoffs. So I don't think the fans would like that. Either fan, as far as Golden State and Memphis, you know, diehard fans would not like him going over there. But something that is pretty major is Kyrie Irving. You know, he's a free agent.
Yeah.
He may or may not re-sign with Dallas, but reports has come in as him, his representatives, and himself wanting to talk with the Phoenix Suns.
I don't know.
What do you think about that?
I don't know, man. So you got Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker. It's not enough ball to go around. Those are four ball dominant guys. Even though Bradley Beal and Kevin Durant aren't selfish players, they need the ball in their hand to be effective.
Right. And the thing is, I think when it comes to the DeAndre Ayton aspect of it, if they bring in Kyrie Irving, they would have to trade DeAndre Ayton,
not have
for cap space. But as far as bringing in more players, bench players, role players, and whatnot, I mean, you basically have your starting five right there. You have Kyrie Irving as your one, Devin Booker as your two, Bradley Beal as your three, Kevin Durant as your four.
That's four, yeah.
And then you can bring in a five, like anybody, really, for defensive purposes.
Yeah.
And then you have to fill out your bench as far as backup center, backup power forward,
point guard,
right, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, it will be possibly an 8 to 9 man rotation. You know, especially with Frank Vogel's offense, he's more defensive oriented. Yeah, he said he wants to fix DeAndre Ayton, but you know, when things change, right? And right now, things are changing at an unbelievable pace.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Suns, you bring in Bradley Beal with that massive contract.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think about if they bring in Kyrie Irving? Like, how would that situation even play out?
I don't see it playing out. Well, I don't see how that could really work. They would have to trade DeAndre Ayton. I would like to see them just whatever cap money they got, use that to fill out their bench.
Mm-hmm.
Just use that to fill out your bench and get some quality players that can contribute, because you already got three monsters, bona fide monsters. And why would you need Kyrie, really? He needs y'all more than you need him.
Right. The thing is, when it comes to, like you said, you know, there's not enough for the ball to go around. Somebody would have to take a lesser role as far as, you know.
I can see Bradley Beal doing that because he's not an arrogant player like that. I can see him taking a lesser role. I can see him doing that.
Yeah, and also for Kyrie Irving's sake, since he's talked about his next team being his last team and wanting to retire soon, and you know, all the talk he's been saying, I think he would have to really humble himself and take a lesser role as far as shooting, usage, and whatnot. And possibly, you know, being way more of a facilitator than what he has been in the past. You have those four players. You're by far the favorites to win the championship. Like I said, you bring in a serviceable center, fill your bench. There's going to be a Bruce Brown sweepstakes coming soon. As far as, you know, him being a free agent. And one thing I want to talk about, speaking of Bruce Brown, is the Lakers, because the Lakers have been wanting to talk to Bruce Brown. Also, they have gave Rui Hachimura and what's the kid's name?
We're talking about Mo Bamba.
No, they waved Mo Bamba.
Yeah, they waved Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba's out.
Yeah.
The other player,
Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves.
They have gave them qualifying offers.
Okay.
So now they're restricted free agents. So any team that wants them, the Lakers can match.
Mm. And they released Mo Bamba. Who's the other player they released? They released another player.
Yeah, they did. Good thing is, what I want to ask is, can you see the Lakers making enough moves to get over that hump?
We'll see. I would like to see what they're going to do with D'Lo.
Oh, Malik Beasley.
Oh, Malik Beasley. Okay.
That means they're what they're doing is making moves to shore up space for other players.
Yeah.
Maybe larger players. Maybe just one player. You know.
Maybe.
Where do you think they go? Now, there's two players that they're looking at. It's Bruce Brown and Brook Lopez.
Oh, they're looking for some bigs.
Right.
I was about to say, tell you the truth, I mean, Kyrie, I mean, he's played with LeBron before. LeBron likes playing with him.
Right.
I can see that. And they would need another a big. So, Brook Lopez. I can see that as well.
I think Brook Lopez is a better fit.
Yeah, I can see Brook
Lopez. To back up Anthony Davis.
I can see that.
You know, Dennis Schroeder, who's going to be a free agent also. And also Eric Gordon, who was just waived by the Clippers as well.
Oh, man.
That could be a great target from getting a veteran backup point guard.
Yeah. Good three-point shooter.
They could possibly bring back Patrick Beverley. He was... he's with the Orlando Magic for now.
Okay.
You know, and so, you know, there's a lot of moves that they can make. There's a lot of ways they can go to fill up their roster with the Lakers to keep LeBron and Anthony Davis happy. You know, what's possibly the best move they can make to them to possibly get over this hump? I mean, it's gonna be hard for them to beat Denver.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also the Suns as well.
It'll be hard. They got swept, but all four games were competitive. Mm-hmm. They were competitive, but you still got swept. So you still have to look at that. That means that Denver was just better. They're just better than you all. If they could figure out a way to get Brook Lopez and to get Kyrie, because Kyrie could be the extra ball handler when LeBron goes to the bench and things like that, and keep Austin Reeves and Roy Hachimura, and like I said, I like to see what they're going to do with D'Lo.
Yeah,
they're going to do with that.
They may bring back
because he can play the two guard.
May bring him back.
So it's going to be an interesting summer. It's going to be a really interesting summer.
Yeah, next week and a half, we'll find out what happens with this free agency. And the major the major player that's looking is Damian Lillard. Now, Damian Lillard has went and talked to the Blazer Brass, Portland Blazer Brass, with his representative, and nothing has been said, but all that corporate jargon has came out. It's productive, meaning we're on the same page, and we're looking to expand, and all these things that we know that they're gonna say. But I think this is a little bit deeper than just corporate jargon. I think it's just a situation where it's either you do something for me, if not, I'm gone. how do you see it with this Dame Lillard situation?
Well, it's real tough because Portland is not a destination for free agents. Even when they had the, when they had like Rasheed Wallace and all them out there,
right.
those players were there from being drafted and from trades.
Right, exactly.
And that was a really good time.
It always
hurts me that they didn't get the Lakers. Yeah,
those Lakers teams. Yeah, man, they dominated.
So they're one of those type markets. They're not a destination spot. It's just free agents aren't like, I want to go to
right.
Portland.
Right, exactly. And I think that's the issue with Dame Lillard because he's painted himself in such a corner to where you're loyal to a fault, right? He says he doesn't want a rebuilding team. He doesn't want to be around young players, but he doesn't want to be part of a quote-unquote big three. The thing is, painting himself in the corner is that the only team you can go to is the Heat.
Yeah, I was about
so
to say
maybe
that, yeah.
He did that on purpose to get with Butler and Bam Adebayo. But then when you bring in him, that's kind of a big three. Bam is not necessarily he's not an all-star, but he's close to an all-star.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jimmy Butler is, and it's going to be him and Jimmy Butler, but. If there's a trade, well, who do you lose?
You know that he's not going to give up on Bam.
No, so they already said they're not giving up Bam in any trade.
So it would be like a Tyler Hero or Duncan Robinson.
I would think be both of them in picks for Damian Lillard, and then that means you have to keep Kyle Lowry,
yeah,
on the bench, and because I would keep him just to say. Keeping them,
mm-hmm.
As far as experience is concerned, and see how he played in the playoffs. He played great in the playoffs, and in the finals. So I would think, either Kyle Lowry or Tyler Hero. But I think the players would want both Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero, and draft picks, a slew of draft picks for Damian Lillard. And if they have the assets, I will say for the Miami Heat, I think you got to explore that. You have to see if that's possible, especially if come to find out that Dame Lillard's not happy with the direction that Portland wants to go.
Yeah.
So if it comes out, they say, hey, we want to go young. We don't want to bring in any star players, and we're going to rebuild. He's not happy. I think Miami has to pounce on it because it looks like that's the only team that he wants to go to. And yes, he said Brooklyn, but Brooklyn's not close to getting to the finals. Yeah, you have Mikal Bridges over there. You have some players over there.
Yeah.
But they're not one player away to a championship. In the East, Miami's one player away, as you've seen them in the finals. You really need another player like a Damian Lillard to help score because they really didn't have any scoring against Denver. One other team is Milwaukee. Now Milwaukee does have assets with Chris Middleton and others that they can trade to Portland for Damian Lillard. That right there gets you to championship contention.
They won a championship not too long ago. So, and they won a championship. It was pretty much, Giannis and Drew Holiday. I mean, Giannis was the star, and there was no big three.
Right. And Giannis and Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton, we called him the Scottie Pippen of that team.
Yeah, he was that. He was that, but Giannis was the big dog. He was that guy. So he wouldn't be walking into... He wouldn't be walking into anything because he said he didn't want to go to a team that just won the champ and stuff like that, the ring chase. So he wouldn't necessarily be ring chasing with this because Milwaukee got bounced out in the first round. So that would be something to look at.
I think those two teams, Milwaukee, Miami,
okay,
would be the best fit for Dame. And be honest with you, if he stays in Portland, I don't want to hear this again. I don't want to hear this issue with him being upset with Portland. I don't want to hear this issue with him, you know, wanting to win a championship, but, you know, he doesn't want to be with a super team. I don't want to hear nothing else if he stays with Portland this upcoming season.
Yeah.
We had to be done with this whole charade on free agency when it comes to Damian Lillard. It has to be over if he stays with Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Come on, we got to shut it. Okay, we know you're loyal. You're loyal to the fans. You're loyal to the soil. You're loyal to your people. You're loyal to the Bay. All right, stay loyal. But don't talk about being upset with the Portland Grass when you've been there your whole career and you know what they do. They do not want to win there. We've seen this before. You got to the Western Conference Finals once in your whole career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's turning into a Carmelo Anthony situation. So if you want to go somewhere to win, you got to pull a James Harden, and unfortunately James Harden failed at it, but James Harden forced his way out of Houston to get to a team that was a player away to a championship.
Yeah.
And to be honest, that's what he needs to do. But with that being said, we have to go to break and come right back with more Keep One Miniature.
Sorry,
how you doing?
Man.
No, I'm trying to say what's up to you.
What's up, man?
How's it going? How long you been here? All night or no?
I'm gonna be here for a minute.
Okay. He has a show on Saturdays.
Yeah, I met him before.
Yeah,
man, cool dude. They beat him? They say Steph is pretty good on that golf
game. Yeah, true.
That's one game like I need to learn how to play.
Golf.
Yeah.
What's the Ryan Mallett situation?
Say what?
The Ryan Mallett?
Oh, you want to talk about that? Okay.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Okay.
I have it. Hold on. Okay, we're back. Keep One Million Show. I'm Dwayne.
Sean P.
And there's some tragedy hit in football as Ryan Mallett has died. Former NFL quarterback, ex-Arkansas star quarterback.
Yeah.
It seems like he got caught up in a rip current and in Florida.
Yeah, Destin, Florida. On the panhandle.
This is, this past Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And and said that the conditions of the water was really bad. This is very bad, terrible situation. What was your thoughts on this?
I saw it real quick when I was in the gym, and I was looking at it, and it just said drowned death in Florida, and then when I came across it on my feed, it was just unfortunate because I know last time I encountered a riptide was when I was in Delaware at a Rehoboth Beach, and the lifeguards was telling everybody to sectioned it off. They said stay out of this particular section because that's where the riptide was at. Mm-hmm. But you could still get in the water, but you had to go over to a particular section. So, they warned you about this. So, it's just really sad because I'm guaranteeing you it happened real fast. He got taken out, and then he couldn't. I believe I read it. If I read it correctly, he was trying to swim to the sand bank or something like that. He was trying to get there, but yes. he couldn't make it there. And it's just real sad. It's real sad.
Right. He's a former quarterback of Baltimore Ravens, Houston Texans, and New England Patriots. Played 5 seasons. And he was recently coaching football at Whitehall High School in Arkansas.
Yeah.
That's where he's originally from. So condolences to
condolences.
The family of Ryan Mallett. And so there was yellow flags up as far as that means that there's, a riptide in the beach. And it's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
In this time of year, it does happen a lot, where people get caught up in riptides and whatnot, especially in those areas, Gulf of Mexico and, the Florida area. So, very bad situation. One last thing. This is kind of a weird story. One of those viral internet stories where if you know there is a young football player named coined him as Baby Gronk. He's 11.
Okay.
He's gone viral plenty of times, been interviewed on podcasts, social media, and everything. And the thing is, Rob Gronkowski himself is kind of sick of the situation. In a YouTube video, Gronk has a show called Tight End U. Gronkowski discussed Baby Gronk's dad while speaking to Taylor, Leon, and Will Compton. Former NFL star revealed Baby Gronk's dad has contacted him 500 times, and he's considered taking further action at this point. Quote, 4 weeks ago, my brother told me, yo, have you seen Baby Gronk? Did I see him? I go, his dad hit me up 500 times already. He goes, don't do anything. The dad is so annoying. That's what his brother told him. As this was like 5-6 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, it comes out everywhere. He added, at this point where it's awkward, it's too far. For those unfamiliar with Baby Gronk, 11-year-old kid who's been known his name in football world, the 7-on-7s and whatnot, the AAU circuit in football, youth football. He's been around for years now, but the problem is his father, Baby Gronk's dad, force feed his son exactly what to say in interviews, and basically is living vicariously through his son. If Baby Gronk's dad keeps taking his son down this path, it could end poorly, and also Gronkowski may turn to legal action. What do you think about this
story? Legal action. I mean, he's not doing anything threatening. He's just being, as Destiny's Child would say, a buggable. You know, he's just... Now, I will say, he can use it and say,
cease and desist.
Yeah, thank you. Cease and desist, you know, because pretty much you're stalking him and everything. So right. You can tell him to chill out. It's just one of those situations that I don't like to see. Like, I have my children in sports. Like, they do basketball right now. Mm-hmm. And I try my best not to be that helicopter parent. I try my best to not be too overbearing with them and everything. And they're having fun and everything. So it reminds me of this one Instagram video I saw. This one kid, it wasn't Baby Gronk, but this one kid playing football. And I saw it on Instagram, and I was like, oh, you know, I praised him. I was like, hey, he's really good. The kid was like about, I think only like about 8 years old, had a freaking like six pack and everything. So I'm like, I'm sitting there like, oh, that's great. But it's something that bothered me because within the comments, and it's probably like this with Baby Gronk as well. One person said, yeah, I have a podcast, and he was trying to interview the kid right. And his dad. Mm. He was trying to do that. And pretty much, he got told that he wasn't popular enough, wasn't big time enough, and they were only going for big time podcasts and everything. So that led me to believe, like, okay, this kid's only 8, and you're pretty much telling, you're saying this with this kid, then you're feeding him, like, oh, you're so great that you can't do this. So the same thing with Baby Gronk. I'm like, dude, this is going to end badly.
And on this show, Keep 1 Million Show, we've had young athletes, boxers, young football players. We had football coaches on here. We've had young basketball players, even volleyball players on here years past. And they've all been humble. They've all been great. You know, they've all been great in their schoolwork and whatnot. The thing is, and their parents have been excellent for that. But when you see things like this happen on social media, it seems like the fame, you know. I don't know what to call it. The allure of the fame gets these parents very quickly because they know it's an easy route for fame. The podcast world is easy route, you know. Instagram and Twitter, an easy route to make money, and it's not good, you know,
at all.
I can see you using the videos to better your son or daughter as far as development, maybe get him to a better, not school, but a better, you know, one of those top-end training facilities. Mm-hmm. One of those top, you know, I can see that, but I use it to try to make money off of them.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you know, your podcast's not big enough. I'm looking for a bigger podcast. Like, that's not cool. That's not cool at all. And yeah, it looks like this Baby Gronk situation with his dad, he's living definitely vicariously through his son. And that's it. That's not cool at all. I hear it a lot when it comes with youth sports, AAU and all that, where the parents, I mean, remember years ago, there was all these videos of the parents fighting each other and fighting the refs and going against the coaches and wanting their kids to start, you know, and a lot of times the kids aren't good. Not just aren't good, they don't even want to be there. Remember the story of Eric Crouch. Eric Crouch, where did he went tonight? Nebraska.
Talking about Ted Crouch?
No, Eric Crouch.
Oh, Eric Crouch.
Remember, he was a top quarterback in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. He gets drafted, I think, top 3 overall. Mm-hmm. And this is back when Nebraska was right at the prime, towards the end of their reign.
Yeah, I know something.
Right? He gets drafted to the Cleveland Browns.
You sure about the Tim Couch?
Oh, Tim Couch, excuse me. But wasn't there an Eric Couch? Well, it was Tim Couch. Okay, yeah. You're right. He gets drafted to the Browns. Mm-hmm. Didn't even play a season.
Yeah.
Like, he just left. He quit. And his wife quit. He's like, I did this for my dad. I didn't even want to be here. He didn't even want to play football. Mm. You know? He said he just did it for his dad because his dad pushed him so hard. And he was a top athlete.
Yeah.
You know.
Him and the dude from UCLA back in the day, I can never pronounce his name. Mara Djokovic. I cannot pronounce his name. But his dad trained him to the point he had never had a cheeseburger before. And he ended up playing for the Raiders and ended up getting hooked on marijuana and everything. Mm. Like, it was just crazy.
And a story I'll never forget, I used to work for ASU football team.
Yeah.
And this is the same time where Snoop Dogg's son was going into that part where he's, you know, talking to teams and whatnot, play football.
Yeah.
And one of the teams he talked to was ASU. Mm-hmm. And Snoop wasn't there, it was his mom, and then, you know, they looked around and everything, and it was a big buzz. And literally, probably a month later, when he was supposed to, you know, talk about what team he was going to go to, you know, mm-hmm. what team he was going to, you know, most likely it was going to be UCLA or USC.
Yeah, more likely.
He declined. He said he didn't want to play football anymore. Mm. Devastated Snoop. But he talked about on his shows and whatnot. He had to come to terms with it because he knew that that was his dream to be a football player, right? He played high school football, whatnot. That was his dream, but that wasn't his son's dream, right? Mm-hmm. He was a great football player. I watched him. It was one of those high school all-star games that was out here in Phoenix. Good football player,
yeah.
Right? He was one of the top wide receivers in the country. He was, you know, he was going to make it. He was going to go to make it to college and possibly start and whatnot. He just said no.
You know, before we go to break, quick story. I heard about Michael Jackson, like how Michael Jackson. Yeah, when he was younger, they were doing the Jackson 5 stuff, but he never really wanted to do that.
Right.
He was real good at art.
Basketball. He was a great artist.
He was a great artist. I actually seen him with the Space Jam playing with Michael Jordan.
Yeah, he was a really good.
Yeah, he actually
Prince
was pretty good.
Was a great basketball player.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson was a great basketball player.
And Michael Jackson was like 5'10". People don't realize that he was
pretty tall.
Pretty tall, and he actually was a pretty decent athlete. Mm-hmm. And they said he never, but his dad, the late Joe Jackson, made both of them rest in peace. Pushed him into that. And I remember Stephen A. Smith telling the story about when they was in school and all hype about the Thriller video. It was a teacher that said, dang shame what they did to that boy. Talking about Michael Jackson.
Right.
They just did that to him and it just messed his head up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you could really mess your kid's head up and push him too hard.
When it comes to that whole Baby Gronk situation, I hope it comes out.
I hope it comes out good.
But there is that dark side to it, and it seems like it's rearing its ugly head. And we don't want to see that, especially here. We want to see a positive. But hopefully
the dad
gets his act together, because it can really go left when it comes to these kids. So we're going to leave it right there, and we're going to go to break, come back in the second hour and talk more sports. All right, we're back. Keep 1 million show. I'm Dwayne. Thank you. People in Million Show. I'm Dwayne.
Sean P.
And we were talking some sports. NBA free agency. We were getting into that. We talked a little baseball. But right now, get into some politics. And one of the biggest things that just happened is the fact that the Supreme Court has rejected affirmative action in two schools, two colleges. It was with Harvard.
One of them was Yale.
Yale and the University of North Carolina.
Okay.
Now, this was speared by an Asian contingency that said that they were being targeted because of this affirmative action in schools, and that was leaving certain Asian students out of the schools. How do you feel about the situation? Basically, I would say the biggest political issue right now.
I don't really understand what's going on. I understand their issue. Like from what I've heard, they're saying that the affirmative action was unfair to them because they were unable to attend these particular schools because of affirmative action. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay, so they're unable to do that. So taking away the affirmative action is going to allow them to go to schools. Yeah, I guess they're saying it's more fair. It'd be a more fair playing ground, I guess.
Let me go and read what CNN.com has put up in their article.
Okay.
The Supreme Court ruled Thursday that colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration as a specific bias in admissions. A landmark decision has overturned longstanding precedents that benefited Black and Latino students in higher education. Chief Justice John Roberts, who wrote the opinion for the conservative majority, said Harvard and University of North Carolina admissions program violated the Equal Protection Clause because they failed to offer measurable objectives to justify the use of race. The opinion claims that the court is not expressly overturning the prior cases authorizing race-based affirmative action and suggesting that how race has affected the applicant's life can still be part of how their application is considered. Liberal justices slammed the opinion in their dissent. In their dissent, saying the decision will make it particularly impossible for colleges and universities to take race into account. Supreme Court says colleges and universities. Okay. I have a feeling maybe this may backfire. And the reason I say that is because affirmative action was there so that minorities, Blacks, Latinos, Asians, and other minorities can get in because of their race. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're correct. You're correct.
So, let's say two students who have similar backgrounds and similar, not similar backgrounds, but have different backgrounds, but have similar grades and have you know, similar accomplishments from high school, that minority applicant can also get in. If I'm, you know, reading what the affirmative action law is, right? You know, races of equal standing can get into these universities and higher learning education due to their academia, so that these universities can have diversity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, an Asian man, I think was in the University of North Carolina, had challenged the rule, the law of affirmative action, because he was not able to get in, and he's blaming affirmative action because of it.
Mm.
And since it goes all the way to the Supreme Court, now the Supreme Court has overruled that specific form of affirmative action as far as colleges and universities. What does this do for Black Americans, namely young Black men and women, that wants to go into higher education?
It's gonna be a whole lot harder. It's gonna be a whole lot harder. And it might boost the admissions to HBCUs.
It can, but it also can make it harder for Asians as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it could backfire that as well, because if I'm not mistaken, the most people that benefited from affirmative action was, and this is documented, white women and other fringe groups, not necessarily minorities of Black, Latino, and Asian descent. I would say the solution for Black people when it comes to higher education would be, if you have an issue with admissions, possibly go the trade route for your child.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever they're wanting to pursue, find a specific school for that, for what your child wants to do, and go that route versus going to a university or college, because they might be not admitted because of their race, because there's a, you know, a secret quota and whatnot. Because that was affirmative action was against, was right, was like, okay, we gotta let everybody in. Right? Isn't that what affirmative action was? Now, I think this may be much ado about nothing, because this is one small situation. Now, if they struck down affirmative action in the workforce, that's a major problem. That's the whole nation.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot larger, of people, right? But as far as just two schools, and we know about Ivy League, they're about legacy, so anybody, if you're not up to quote-unquote snuff in one of these Ivy Leagues, you're not going to get in anyway, right? And you're right, HBCUs, yeah, this may be a reason for people to go to, young people to go to HBCUs versus was a PWI, a predominantly white institution, or Ivy League institution. You know, how do you think this is going to shape out in the future?
I have no clue. I mean, it could assist HBCUs with attendance, boost attendance. But some HBCUs have some issues of their own. Just ask Ed Reed. You know,
right. when it comes to coaching and
Deion Sanders, actually, any students that were recently at Howard University, HBCUs have their own things, some things they need to take care of. It could backfire on the Asian community, but we shall see. We shall see.
Right, like I said, this ruling is fairly new. It just came down on Thursday. Mm-hmm. You know, so. Then my next topic. We did talk about the baby Gronk situation. I'm gonna just, you know, go over that one more time. There was a young player, 11 years old. They call baby Gronk, and his dad is basically a bugaboo to actual Rob Gronkowski. And Rob Gronkowski goes on social media and a podcast, Tight End U, and talks about how, you know, it's been kind of weird, and he's looking to possibly take legal action as far as maybe a cease and desist. How do you feel about that, you know?
That's Rob Gronkowski's right as an American citizen to do that. I don't know how bothersome this man is. He must be really bothersome for Rob Gronkowski to take this that far.
Right.
So what I would suggest is that somebody needs to sit down with the dad, tell him to chill out.
Right, and he's said he's tried to contact him over 500 times. 500 times just to get, I guess, a picture with them, baby Gronk and big Gronk, I don't know. You know, it's really kind of sick when it comes to, if you know, the inner workings of AAU football and AAU basketball and how these parents, you know, live vicariously through their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of, it's really an issue, really bad. Anybody in the East Coast, you know, you guys have an issue with the wildfires and smokes and whatnot. Pirates player McCutcheon, has an issue with. Hold on, he had an issue with the officials, Major League Baseball officials, deciding to play through the wildfire and the smoke.
Mm.
Yeah, the second time this month, this is on SportsIllustrated.com. The second time this month, wildfire smoke has permeated the Northeast. Raging fires in Canada, poor visibility, more importantly, poor air quality, plagued Major League Baseball games throughout the parts of this month. On Thursday, the Pirates Padres were set to play the last game of a three-game series at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. The afternoon game was delayed 45 minutes due to smoke and air quality issues, but the air quality wasn't expected to get much better throughout the afternoon. As a result, Pirates outfielder Andrew McCutcheon blasted MLB's decision to play the game on Thursday, quote, "Of course I'm concerned. Before the game, you read the alerts, you read everything they're saying, trying to stay safe from outside. One of the main things is to avoid strenuous activity, and that's what we're doing for 3+ hours out there." Cutting sporting a mask on the field on Thursday during the game, backing up his comments and concern regarding the air quality. McCutcheon joined by catcher Austin Hedges and criticizing the league decision to play on Thursday. Quote, "I don't really know why we are playing," Hedges says. "It seems like everyone is kind of uneducated on the subject," which is too bad. It's clear as day when you look at your phone and you check the numbers, like it's told you don't go outside. They're not telling you don't go outside, they're telling you not sing for no reason, there's not any difference for any other humans. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's going on with, if you've seen what's going on the East Coast, especially in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Pittsburgh and whatnot, Virginia, all these, all that smoke going all the way from Canada. I would say they have a gripe. They have a valid issue. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's a valid issue. It's definitely a valid issue. And I applaud them for calling MLB out with this. I would like to hear more about it, the investigation and everything, because this is truly serious.
Right, and I've talked to family members in New York City, and it's a bad situation out there when it comes to these wildfires, because they're not used to it. We're in Phoenix, Arizona, and we're used to this. You know, it doesn't get as far as it does from northern Arizona here when the wildfire season happens. Mm-hmm. And it's going to happen very soon, especially in California. Mm-hmm. But how that elevation is, you know, over there in the northeast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's different terrain, different situation. Mm-hmm. And they're definitely not used to wildfire smoke and whatnot. For maybe to be able for him, them to play through it. That's a bad look. And it goes to show you that money's king.
Yes, it is.
That greed is everything when it comes to that. Going back to NBA free agency, you have James Harden opting into his $35.6 million contract with the 76ers, but that opting in is to facilitate a trade. What do you think about that, and what team would be the best fit for James Harden?
I don't mind to see the trade. I wasn't a big fan of the Harden trade to begin with when they traded Ben Simmons. I wanted them to go after Buddy Hield, but they went with Harden. Okay. Because I wasn't worried about Harden in the regular season. It was the postseason that right. I was looking at it. Because he's been known to fold in the in the postseason. So I can see them maybe talking to the Clippers, yeah. And looking at possibly Paul George. I don't see Kawhi. I don't see them putting Kawhi up on the trading block. But I can see them going for Paul George. I heard the Knicks, like we talked about that earlier, about the Knicks. I had to see what they would work
what
out.
They give up, right?
They give up with that.
Yeah, I think the best situation would be the Clippers, because you get all-star for an all-star, mm-hmm. Matching contracts. You know, if there's draft picks involved and everything like that, that probably would match up as well.
Yeah.
The Knicks, on the other hand, you know, you get younger players, which is always great. So, yeah, it's a wait and see. And I think in the next week we'll find out where James Harden is going to be. And with that being said, we'll be right back with more Keep Winning the Show.
Let's go. Curtis Mayfield. Listen to KRDP.com. If you're out here, it's 90.7 on your FM dial. The song playing now is Curtis Mayfield, The Making of You. Missy Elliott actually sampled this from Monica. A song called A Dozen Roses.
Suspended for gambling.
Who?
Players getting suspended for gambling.
Sean V.
And we've been talking about this Zion situation for the past few weeks. And his, the woman that he's, you know, been involved with, it's something really strange. She put a tattoo of his name on her face. Mormons. There's video of it. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. She had his name tattooed on her face.
I think something's mentally
wrong.
On his
cheek. On her cheeks. And then it says Zion. And had a whole look like Instagram production.
I think something mentally wrong with this young lady.
I think so too.
I think something is truly mentally wrong with her. She needs to, and I'm not joking, this is no joke, no joke. All jokes aside, she needs to seek out some help. Because she's not all there. Like, get a man's name on your face. Who doesn't want to be with you? That, like, she literally, she went ballistic. Like, she just snapped.
Yeah, she did. When it come to find out that he, has a the woman pregnant. It, came out. The baby shower looks all celebratory. And next thing you know, she comes out of the woodwork with a couple other women, too, blasting him because he was with them, possibly at the same time. And it seems like she's the one who went extremely overboard.
Yeah.
And like I said, you could go on social media. She has been, put in Twitter jail for the things that she said, because she said some really, really out of pocket things. But then came back with a video of her putting his name on her cheek. Hopefully it's fake. That's probably the only one I'm thinking. I hope it's just fake.
Yeah, we can hope, but she's a strange one. She's a strange one. So this is why when you raise children, you have to raise them in a balanced life and have a balanced head, because any child that was in a house where things were balanced. Hey, you don't need to have both parents in the house, but just be, when it's balanced, they don't act like this in adult, in adulthood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't do these type of silly things.
Yeah, there's some real daddy, mommy issues when it comes to that, the situation. It's a bad situation. Very, very bad. one last thing. I'm trying to find something. And this, you know how social media is. You see something and you're, oh, I want to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And then you try to go back to it, you can't find it. Oh. We've been talking about this story for a few weeks now as well.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
He and his team and representation has talked to the management of Portland to see where they're going to go from here. And nothing has been talked about. As far as what the meeting has, you know, came about. It's been a quote-unquote productive meeting. You know, the whole corporate jargon is it was a productive meeting, and both sides had their voices heard, and we're going to see in the future what comes of it, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, and this is actually what is always said when it comes to this Damian Lillard saga.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen with this situation? Because it's getting tiresome.
Yeah, they just drafted Scoot Henderson, so they're probably going to figure out a trade for Dame, and they're going to ride with Scoot, even though he's not a good three-point shooter. So they're just going to start all over. And
I'm gonna give you something you may like.
Yeah, what's up? I'm here.
James Harden for Damian Lillard, straight up. What do you think?
Portland wouldn't do that.
Why? Why not? Is James Harden too old?
No, he can still play. He's still gonna give you 20 a game, 20 and 10 a game. He could play the point, but what would that do for Scoot though? Like, you gonna bring? I guess you could bring Scoot off the bench and develop him, but or you could start Scoot and have James Harden at the two. But I don't see Portland doing that. I mean, being a Sixer fan, I'm like, oh yeah, great, but I just don't see
okay.
him doing that.
Well, I'm reading. Was this USAtoday.com, and they got, you know, the top teams that could, you know, bring Damian Lillard in, and one of the teams is the 76ers, but the trade would be for Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
I think that would be a better deal. Get a younger guard.
I heard about that while the season was going on. But I don't know if Maury and the Sixers want to give up Maxey though, because they would be giving up Maxey and keeping Harden.
Right. Harden already wants to be traded, so that's not going to happen. You're not going to trade away Maxey and Harden, right? Because this looks like this may be a couple days before, you know, the whole James Harden situation. Uh-huh. So with James Harden, I think that nixes that deal. Matter of fact, it nixes him going to 76ers altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I think one team that is very much intriguing would be the New Orleans Pelicans.
Oh,
because you have Zion Williamson. He's get traded. He's reunited with C.J. McCollum. And then him, C.J. McCollum, and Brandon Ingram. That's a formidable team.
That's a formidable team. Oh, sending Zion to Portland. Okay.
Sending Zion to Portland. I mean, he's already been in Portland. This whole offseason, since, you know, he's a Nike athlete, he has his own shoe with Jordan.
Uh-huh.
That's where he's been training and been trying to develop and get back. There's rumors that Zion hasn't even been in New Orleans, that he doesn't even talk to the New Orleans brass or even his teammates.
Yeah.
You know, so this whole situation I can talk about with Zion and his personal issues, but on a professional level, it seems like his family is really wanting him out of New Orleans. And so, and the problem is, once again, why do you sign that contract, that major contract last season? He could have not signed it, been a free agent at the end of this season, and he could have looked at what teams would have wanted his services.
Yeah, well, I guess he was looking all that. Hold up. Well, I guess he's looking at the money, looking at all the zeros.
Right. And but the problem is, you didn't want to be there. And it, like, once again, I keep saying this, it reminds me of the Deshaun Watson situation where he signs, where he re-ups that major contract with Houston, knowing he did not want to be there on a losing franchise. The whole issue goes, you know, comes out, but he wanted out. Remember, he was going to held out. I think Zion's been held out again, and all this issue has come up, his personal life, and the New Orleans Pelicans saying in so many words, you know, it may not be a good deal to keep him. So now this whole trade scenario with Damian Lillard comes along, which is a very pretty good situation. But the two teams he said he wanted to go to is the Brooklyn Nets and the Miami Heat, which I think Miami is possibly the perfect fit for him. What do you think?
I think Miami would be a great fit for him. I think New Orleans would be a great fit for him as well. But because, you know, if Zion would never have gotten hurt, they were looked at as a possible contender.
Right. You know, they were in the beginning of the season.
In the beginning of the season.
They did look like it were a contender. Not even look like a contender. Yeah. With Zion, he was about 25-10 and, you know, 60-some-odd% from the field. But then you have someone like Damian Lillard coming back with his ex-teammate. I mean,
and they didn't, those two didn't have a problem with each other. They played off each other beautifully.
Right, so, make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, so no issues there. So I can see it being New Orleans or Miami. Those are two good situations for Dame.
Mm-hmm. Right, and once again, when it comes to Miami, Damian Lillard, Bam Adebayo, and Jimmy Butler, you know, he talks about he doesn't want to be part of a big three, but that's a big three, right? They have to trade away Duncan Robinson and or Tyler Hero for that, and a bunch of draft picks. The Brooklyn situation, I think that'd be best for Portland. That's the team he wants to go to. I mean, because they have a lot more assets, younger players, and a slew of draft picks from that Kevin Durant trade.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to, you know, what we want to see, or what, matter of fact, not what we want to see, because the fan base, we all want to see Dame get to a situation where he can win a championship, because he deserves a championship.
I would love to see that.
But as far as for him and for Portland is concerned, I think the number one thing possibly is him being traded to Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the best return for Portland. Now, if they want to go big splash, then you trade him to New Orleans. Because the Miami, that means you're basically saying we're rebuilding. Mm-hmm. And who's your best player? Tyler Hero?
Yeah.
Right? What do you want? Or do you want his big splash like Zion to keep the butts in the seats and the jersey sales going?
Yeah.
So I think really the top two teams would be New Orleans or Brooklyn for Portland. But for Damian would be Miami. Because that's his best chance to win the championship.
All right.
You know. And with that being said,
hold up.
No, go ahead.
Hold up. Are you gonna talk about that Curb situation?
Oh, go ahead. I forget about that. Go ahead.
Real quick, we got about 3 minutes. Was a situation on Twitter, and Mikal Bridges, he tweeted at Asia Wilson. He asked her, he said, "Hey, when's y'all next game?" And she pretty much said, I can't, don't call me on this, but she pretty much said boy bye. You know, like she said, she said, leave me alone. Stop messing with me. And then he said, well, I'll just Google it. But come to find out, because I read on the New York Post, I read in Fox News, and I read on another website, they pretty much said the same thing, that they believe that these two are really cool, and that this is just something that they do. And like that he'll say something like, yo, what up, bestie? Said that a couple of years ago. And she said, and she tweeted something back to him, like, so he tweets something at her, and she just disses him. They really believe that they're really cool. So it's much to do about nothing. But I do think it's funny when Twitter went crazy. People, because she said she didn't want to wear those.
You know what?
Yeah.
Forget all that. He tried to holler at her. She shot him down. Hey. She shot him down in front of the whole world. So you know what, Mikal Bridges? You got to take that L.
Hey.
I don't listen. No, they're not best friends. Take that L, Mikal.
He never said they were best friends.
I know, I'm just saying. But, take that L.
But he did take the L. He just said, okay, I'll just Google it. He took the L. He was like this. But you know, hey, you know, if that's true, he shot a shot. He said, hey, you don't know the answer until they say no.
He airballed.
Yeah.
He shot a shot in the airball. So, hey, you know what? Don't try to holler at WNBA players. You're going to lose.
Yeah, especially Aerial Powers.
Right. And that being said, yeah. I'm Dwayne.
Sean P.
And this is the Keep 1 Million Show. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube, on Instagram, listening on Listen Number 2, KRDP.com. Please join us next week with more NBA talk, NFL talk, and everything in between. And with that, I'm out.